This Monday was the first day of a new semester. The Chinese Ministry of Education has recently announced that it will gradually reduce the quota of enrolling so-called special talented students. Why this move? Is it a good way to improve China's education? Guys, can you explain this? What's going on?
Of course, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this announcement was made by China's Ministry of Education on February 23rd, and this is in relation to the students' recruitment work of primary and junior high school in the new year, this year, okay. 2018. And one of the decisions mentioned in the announcement was to reduce the quota of the so-called special talented students, or 特长生 in Chinese, and gradually it's going to fade out by the year 2020. The system will be completely scrapped.
Yeah.
Now, I was under the impression that this is not a new move. The State Council, China's cabinet, published a guideline to deepen the examination and recruitment system reform in 2014, and that was when it required reducing and regulating the items given bonus points in the entrance examinations, and the guideline says those bonus points are given to the students with talents in sports and art will no longer be accessible from the year 2015, and it was a huge story back in 2015.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's still making headlines. I mean, the new announcement also vowed to strengthen the management of the entrance examinations of senior high schools, and decide the overall quota of students the senior high schools could recruit, and control the number of schools that recruit students beyond the border of cities and counties. So there's a lot of changes, not just this that we're seeing in this announcement. But yeah, the big one is for schools that have not canceled the bonus point system for students with talents in sports and arts. The cancellation will start to be implemented. And it'll start to be implemented from the students who become the grade one students in junior high schools in 2018. So this is going to have an effect, and people are talking about it, but can you tell me a little bit about the 特长生 system, Yeomin?
Sure. Actually, they literally refer to this group of students with some special skills, or we call those talents. Right? Usually they have better talents in music, sports, dancing, painting, or performing skills, or also including like a hosting skills, like a radio host.
Oh, Ryan.
Yeah, you're going to be accepted by a very good middle school here in Beijing.
It's too late for me.
Indeed. And they normally do not only have better talents, but also they have those higher interests and potentials in those fields. Some junior high and senior high schools, as well as some universities, have an extra examination for these special talented students. So if these students are really outstanding, they can get extra points, and they can, which can help them get enrolled in some good schools, including the junior school, middle school, or senior high school, or some of the universities.
So, Liomin, you know, this 特长生 system, we've talked about students getting enrolled into majors for things like sports and arts based off of their Gaokao examination. But these are different, right? The system we're talking about, the 特长生 system, and those that are just taking the examination and being sent to the schools for sports or arts, right?
Indeed. Actually, we need to focus on this concept here. This cancellation of the recruitment of those special talented students only refers to the primary and junior high school period of education, right? It doesn't include the period of students who would go to high school or college. So far, the stringent policy going to be implemented is to get rid of those examinations for those special talented students who want to get into very good junior high.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is what's basically happening. So they are actually different from the art or sports major students who are going to join the special university, let's say Sichuan Music University or some of the special majors in university. So it's different things.
Here's one question I have. I mean, as I understand, so let's say I performed on my Gaokao examinations and they've sent me to a sports school or let's say an art school. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But this is where I sent based off of my examination on the Gaokao and how I performed maybe not so well in other subjects, okay? Whereas with this special talented program, it is allowing me to go to maybe really good academic schools even if I'm not performing well on the sections of science or English or, you know, Chinese or history, these kind of things. So in a way, it's like... It's allowing these students that should be maybe going to sports schools because they have a talent.
Yeah.
They're really good. But instead, they're using their talent to overshadow how maybe they didn't perform well in a certain part of examination like science. And then they go to a school like Tsinghua University or Peking. And this is what I see as the difference, whereas the Gaokao examination is just trying to sift through the talents, well, not necessarily the talents, but the knowledge and where it can be best educated, best cultivated, and sent to those schools. But this is allowing me to, even if I'm not good in certain areas, choose the school that I want to go to based off of my performance.
Well, certainly it will allow you to have a better chance in getting to a good school in the sense that once you obtain certain certificates in certain areas, for instance, you are a good, very good dancer or you are a very talented piano player and you have a certificate, for instance, a level 10 certificate in piano, then when you go into the college entrance exam or when you are trying to get into a good secondary high school, you get extra bonus points. The key word here is bonus points, sometimes 10 points or sometimes 20 points. And we know 20 points can make a huge difference in terms of what school you can get into. And so that's what really separates separates Te Tang Sheng or the special talented school from art and sports majors students, because those students, they go through a different process of education. They go through very intensive training even when they're in secondary schools, and then that's the way they can get into a sports major university with relatively low academic scores. But in the sense of Te Tang Sheng, you can do well, actually. You can do very well in your academic performance and also have this extra bonus point, which is why the country is thinking that maybe this is getting a little bit out of hand. It's getting parents and students to go extra miles, get very, very competitive to fight for the extra points, the bonus points.
Indeed.
So, you know, I want to ask you, too, the original objective of this system. I think it sounds like it was a way to motivate students to pursue extracurricular things, which I think is an admirable thing. To say, okay, we know that everybody's going to be studying for the Gaokao, really studying the subjects hard like science, math, these kind of things.
Yeah.
We love that. But also, guys, in chasing our dreams to go to the college we want to go to, we also want to make sure that we keep the arts, keep the instruments we play, also do sports well as a country. And so we don't want to forget about that. Hence this system. Do you think that maybe that motivation for the arts or for sports will be lost if we lose this kind of system?
No, I don't think so, because basically speaking, the percentage of these Te Tang Sheng special talented students only take up a small proportion of those students who can get into a better middle school. I'm talking about a compulsory education period of time, including the primary school and middle school period of time. So the consideration to cancel this is because special talented students, when they graduate from primary school, they need to already have some certificates showing that, for example, I'm the champion of a drawing competition or dancing or piano, whatever that kind of thing is. That would give the parents and kids too much pressure when the kid is still in the starting phase of the study in primary school. Just because this kind of special talent certificate can gain this student into a very good middle school.
Yeah.
So the parents would force them to study in this special area. And sometimes people just neglect the study of the academic period of, I mean, for example, like mathematics and Chinese literature, the basic majors, those students would, you know, just pay no attention to the study of that.
Yeah.
Those things. So, and also one thing is to balance the educational resources, because some of the students work too hard to be just a special talent students, but eventually speaking, it's a waste of time, because only a very limited proportion of students can be considered as a special talented students. For example, like
that's what the name implies, though.
Exactly.
I think that's pretty normal. Special and talented isn't an every person thing.
But this kind of thing gives the students and parents a drive to to go for those kind of prizes, awards, and more than thousands of people would join the competition, but eventually, let's say only 20 people would be accepted into the middle school. It's a kind of time of waste. But after the compulsory education period of time, let's say the students get into high school, okay, they still have those kind of special talents. And that's when you can identify who are the real students who have those talents.
Yeah.
For example, they can start to have some awards and prizes, and maybe they can use these prizes and awards to get into a specialized university or a major. That's the major point of this.
Well, let's go ahead and jump into the thick of this then. So why cancel it? What are the problems? What are other problems? What are the big problems with this kind of system?
Well, we know the intention of this policy was to try and encourage students to develop interest and cultivate their talent in areas outside of academic performance. And in an ideal world, yes, that's going to encourage people to engage in those activities, extracurricular activities, because really, for some student to get a certificate in piano, he or she must have spent thousands or hundreds of hours practicing, and it's totally natural for him or her to get duly rewarded in the form of bonus points.
Right.
But we are not living in an ideal world, and less than ideal world, some parents think of it as a means to get extra points for their kids. I mean, especially for kids that plan to get into a better school and at the college entrance examination. We know that the college entrance examination is the most important event in a student's career as a student. I mean, all eyes are on this because the authorities are paying attention to this examination, the parents, the students, they're all looking at it, which makes it less likely that someone would have some foul play in this. That means the college entrance examination is the most transparent and probably the fairest system in China that we have for now. And then we have this extra system that allows certain 特长生 or special talented students to get a bonus. And like Liu Ming just mentioned, not many students are engaged in this competition for extra bonus points.
Right.
That means not a lot of eyes are on this process. That gives room for foul play. And sometimes the system has been learned to be corrupt by certain
abuse
parents.
Of the system.
Yes,
yeah.
abuse of the system. You know, I want to ask a question too, because from an outsider perspective, trying to understand this, I think the ultimate goal of every student is to get to a university like Peking University or Tsinghua University. These schools are amazing. And my question is, this skill point system, a problem that could be there is, it allows me to get to that university, though I don't have maybe the mental prowess of my peers there. So maybe I will suffer at that school. Maybe I will do poorly at that school because I didn't necessarily really earn it. Like the kids that performed on science, math, and all the other subjects. But I kind of got in because of my skill in soccer. I mean, football, for anybody that calls it football, okay? or whatnot, or my piano playing. Which there's nothing wrong with being good at those things. And in fact, I think we see through a lot of initiatives that things like sports are being seen as a very good thing to pursue. Same with things like piano. But that being said, is this system also kind of a problem in that it's not putting the talents where they could flourish the most, right? If maybe I was really good at piano, and I used these points to go to Peking University for a bioscience degree, maybe my science wasn't strong, so I won't flourish so well in that major. And that spot should be given to somebody that will cure cancer, right? But if I go to a musical school, maybe I'll be the next Chinese Beethoven, you know? And I'll make music that'll change the world. And so sometimes I think we put a lot of, like Lai Ming said it so perfectly, we make these kids, even if they really love piano, see that the ultimate goal isn't what they love, but rather getting into that perfect school. And so maybe that won't always equal success because that's not necessarily, we didn't put them there in the proper way. We basically gave them extra points and allowed them to get in there and compete with the people who actually earned those points in things like science and whatnot. So is this a problem? Would you say that's a problem?
I think you make a very good point. I think it's going to be a problem. I mean, we have seen it in the news about how some good students who study very hard, who put in the hours, who do countless crash courses in order to get a good score in the college entrance exam, and eventually they arrive at the best universities in China, like Tsinghua or Beida. And we have seen it in the stories about how some of these best students have adapted very badly to the to the environment, because those are the best of the best students from across the country, and they are studying and they're competing with each other. And some of the best students, well, they are feeling they just don't thrive under that pressure. And even the best students who don't rely on the on those bonus points, when they rely on their hard work to get admitted into the schools, they feel the pressure, and some of them even drop out. And imagine how much more pressure that these special talented students will feel when their scores aren't earned through academic performance. They're gonna feel a lot more pressure. And then there's the question about how their maybe the academic performance or their learning might not be enough to sustain the pursuit in the major, and that I think that's going to be a question too.
I've been that kid in the classroom that was behind everybody else, or so I felt like it, and it's the worst place to be, and it requires so much work to catch up. I often feel like sometimes in the U.S., you know, we have like the SAT or the ACT that helps you decide which college you go to. But I know sports are heavily invested in colleges because, you know, Harvard also is offering scholarships to, and I think they're recruiting some of the top athletes out of high school that are showing promise, because then you see these students in from Harvard compete in the Olympics. They're doing very well. But I often wonder, you know, we see their success in sports, and I made it to Harvard, woohoo, you know, like, congratulations, of course. But are they struggling in feeling a little bit maybe left behind their peers that went to Harvard or got into Harvard because of the knowledge they possessed, whereas I got in maybe off a scholarship because I swam well in high school? It's a lot of catch up, not always as much fun as it sounds. Liao Min, you're a mom. What do you make of this? Is this a good thing that we're losing it?
Actually, my personal experience tell me that just several months ago, I still was trying to decide which interest my son needs to develop, because I need to know whether the middle school entrance examination would consider him as a special talent if he can place the piano very well, or drawing, or so. I'm a very realistic mom. So when I decide which one he should pick up, like drawing or piano or dancing or singing or orchestra, I would think put this middle school entrance exception into consideration. So I'm very realistic. I'm not focusing on whether he can really be that good in this area. I focus more on whether he can enter a very good school. So eventually speaking, lots of kids were put into those piano courses. And if you go there and interview them, they will say that, oh, my mom just asked me to play piano every day for 2 hours.
So they're
much
being
work.
Forced to try
of course,
to be this
they
count.
They end up hating this thing instead of becoming an interest or a real talent in the very far future. Let's say this kid grow into a very healthy, very profound, developed kid mm-hmm. in high school.
Right.
And then eventually he can be accepted into the Central Music Academy, Zhongyang Yinyue Xueyuan in China, the best music school in mm-hmm. China. Then that's when we say he is a real talent in the music area. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, when he is a very little kid, the best thing for us to do is to really develop this mm-hmm. into a real interest for this kid instead of just a method to get into a good school.
I'm no parent, but I 100% agree with you, and I think you're a lovely parent as well. How can we change this, guys? What are some changes we could make that we feel would make this education system a bit better?
Well, maybe try and make it not a shortcut that many parents like Liu Ming can take. I mean, there have been examples of how parents do extensive surveys on what a school might lack. For instance, this school might have an orchestra or a symphony team and a single choir. And then the student parents like Liu Ming would investigate as to what kind of player of certain instrument is missing, and then they would go on and force the kids to take on that instrument.
Mm-hmm.
So what we can do is try and improve the system in a way that would prevent parents from making it a shortcut, because that's not fair for a lot of other parents who don't want to do that survey or who don't have the money or the resources to train their kids in that in that special talent area.
Liu Ming, what do you think?
I think what's happening here in Beijing really is a very good example. Beijing is putting those best middle schools to corp or merge with the worst schools in Beijing so that the education resources can be well balanced, so that in the future, parents won't force their kids to be accepted into the good schools.
Yeah, I mean, talking about the system, the Te Chong Sheng system, I like that there's motivation for students to pursue the arts, to pursue sports, and I think that is a very real motivation. Yo, that it is deciding, though, whether what school I go to, I don't necessarily love that. But I do think they should be rewarded in some way for pursuing something so well, so fabulously, to pursue the talents, the arts and stuff.